So what? That was something. You know what you want, Bob? Let me check your pearls, will you? Rally's come to an end.
Well, I'm really getting very tired.
Hey, no problem. I'll go make us some coffee.
I was afraid of that.
Well, Laverne, she really hates going back to that empty apartment.
Yeah. Ever since her divorce has been over here so much, it's like she's turning into the sister I ever had. The one I like.
And I sure do feel for Laverne. But I'm so tired, Cap. Can't you two get her a date or something?
Well, I tried to fix her up with somebody, but every time that I bring...
I can tell from the sound of silence y'all are talking about me. Now spill it.
You know, Laverne, I have a fella for you. He makes his living traveling around with those Renaissance fairs, you know, where they recreate medieval times. He sells those big turkey legs. Wendell is his name. Wendell Poobly.
Lordy, my mama thought you serious there for a minute.
Well, you know, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea for you to get back out there and start dating again.
No, thank you. No dating. I have learned my lesson.
What lesson is that?
When I met my Nick, it was true love. Love at first sight, then one day, divorce. So now I know the stages of romance. First you're single, then you're married, then you're single. Hell, I'm single now. Who needs the middleman?
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find.
He made her close her eyes when she opened them. It was exquisite. Big thing. Bearing no resemblance to a ring whatsoever. Patrick, what is this?
I call it nostalgia. I wanted you to be the first because I knew I could trust you to give me your honest opinion.
Patrick, do you really want my honest opinion?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, honey. It doesn't do anything for me.
Nostalgia. Don't you get it? Nostalgia. You have to wallow
in it.
Let it wash over you. Nostalgia.
I'm sorry, I don't care for it.
You know what that
tells me?
That tells me that you're afraid to like this piece. It scares you to dredge up old memories from the deepest, darkest secrets of your painful childhood.
No, I love doing that. I just don't like this piece.
Maybe it's just over your head.
Over my head?
Hey, kids. Cool! Did you do this?
Yeah, you like it?
I love it. It gives me the weirdest feeling. You know, when you kind of think back to the good old days and you're happy you had them. But at the same time, you're sad they're gone.
At last, someone with a clue.
I don't believe this. Charlie, what makes you think you know anything about art?
You get around, you pick things up.
You get a shot, it goes away.
You know, I got a lot more stuff here, Charlie. It'd be a pleasure to show it to someone who can appreciate it. I'm not just a sprinkler man, you know. What do you think?
I really like the way it's sort of rough and smooth all at the same time. Kind of like life when you think about it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't just look at it, kid. You gotta let it wash over you.
Hi, Laverne.
Hi, LeVar. What's that supposed to mean? It's some sort of blind date thing, ain't it? Your daddy put you up to this, didn't he?
Laverne, no! No, no. Yeah. I told him we couldn't fool you.
Barbara, what a surprise!
Now listen up, because I'm going to tell y'all just one more time. I don't want a date. I don't need a date.
Fine, 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 fine. All right, now pay attention to me here. And Matt, I want you to remember, if you fall off your bicycle again, you get up and get right back on. Otherwise, you'll spend the rest of your life walking along the side of the road. All alone. While the rest of the world pedals by.
What bicycle? I was here for a sinus infection.
So what's the deal on this date?
Oh, Laverne, it wouldn't be like a date. It would just be four people going out. Me and Danny and you and this guy I know from work, Gibby. He's from New Jersey.
Gibby. Boy, them Yankees got some funny names. Wait till I tell Aunt Dorothula.
Laverne, Gibby is great. He's the coroner's assistant. So naturally, he's got the craziest sense of humor.
The coroner's assistant, huh?
Yeah. He's the life of the morgue.
Uh-huh. If I go on this one date, will you two get off my damn back?
Absolutely.
Okay. But I ain't promising to be no fun. I may not say a word the whole evening. Of course, in his line of work, I guess he's used to that. I was so nervous, I just couldn't wait till I come on over.
Laverne, you look great.
Great. Now this Gibby fella's gonna think I'm hot to trot.
Don't be silly.
Oh, hey, hi. Oh, 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 you look hot to trot.
That's it, date's off.
Now, Laverne, would you relax? There is nothing to be nervous about. You remember what Daddy said? Dating is like riding a bicycle. You never forget how.
Oh, easy for you to say, Miss Tour de France. Sorry, nerves. Okay, let's rock and roll.
God, I'm just so head up. I could pass out of this guy's feet. I should have brought my smelling salts. Well, don't worry. You can always sniff the formaldehyde off his hands.
And have a great time. All right, good drive here.
Daddy, I'm having a problem with Patrick. The last 4 days, he's formed this weird bond with Charlie.
Honey, any bond with Charlie is going to be weird.
But he's spending all his time with Charlie, talking about art.
Sounds like you're jealous. I mean, after all, you can't expect Patrick to spend all his time with you.
Why not?
Because you'll get on each other's nerves.
But before I met Patrick, I spent almost all my time with you, and we didn't get on each other's nerves. I mean, I can understand him needing a little friend, but Charlie?
Honey, listen to me. Patrick is his own man. Now, the more you try to control him, the faster you're going to drive him right into Charlie's arms. Why don't you just kind of go with the flow a little bit? You know, get in there, join in.
For my money, when it came to colors, the Renaissance painters were a league of their own.
Oh, true, very true.
Patrick, Charlie, would you mind if I joined you?
That'd be great.
Yeah, I guess so. As I was saying, those Renaissance guys were incredible. I mean, nobody else even came close to capturing the subtle glow of Virgin Hooters.
Laverne, I tried calling you all day Sunday. How was your date?
Well, didn't Barbara tell you?
She hasn't come home yet.
Doctor, I am never going on another blind date as long as I live.
Oh, you had a pretty bad time.
Hell no, I had a great time.
Oh, oh, oh.
I mean that in the most morally upright way, Dr. Trashbrain.
Wait a minute, you just said...
The reason I am never going on another date is because there's no need to now. I'm off the market. I have found me my man, the new, improved love of my life.
The coroner's assistant?
Till death do us part. Maybe not even then.
Let me get this straight. Barbara's friend, Gibby, the coroner's assistant, who you met for the first time Saturday night, is the love of your life?
Yeah. And, Doctor, I can't tell you how good it feels to be out of the dating game.
You were never even in it. Laverne, listen, you better slow down. Look, I'm telling you, these rebound romances are very risky.
Don't insult me. This is not a rebound romance. It's true love.
True love? What do you even know about this guy?
Well, I know he's a gentleman who spent all evening opening up doors for me.
Okay, so he's polite. What else?
Well, I know we both hate green beans, and our favorite movie is Ernest Goes to Camp.
Look, Brown, you can have all those things in common with practically anybody. With the exception of Ernest Goes to Camp.
Oh, yeah? Well, Gibby's father and my daddy have the exact same birthday. Now, what do you make of that?
It's an interesting coincidence.
I get it. You're going to miss having me hanging around your house all the time, aren't you?
No! I mean, that's not it.
Sure, it's not.
Well, it's not.
Doctor.
It's not.
Doctor, you know, you were right about giving love another chance, and, well, you know how I hate mushy stuff, but... Thanks.
It's not.
Well, what do you think, Charlie?
Makes me sad.
Exactly. Sad.
Well, it's more than sad. It's morose. It's bleak. It's despairing. It's suicidal.
I wouldn't go that far.
Maybe that's just me I'm talking about. No, I will not run screaming from the gallery. I will put up with Charlie for the sake of my relationship.
Thanks for your insights, Mr. Dietz. I don't think I've ever met anyone with such an instinctual grasp of the artist's intentions.
I may not know much, but I know some.
Who is that crackpot?
The artist.
Figures.
How can you say that? Get real. This piece is brilliant.
This looks like a 15th century pizza cutter.
Hey, you're entitled to your opinion.
You're right. I am entitled to my opinion, and in my opinion, this stinks.
What are you talking about? Back me up here, Charlie.
I'm with Carol. It stinks.
See? What?
You just told the artist it stirred powerful feelings in you.
Yeah. Stinky feelings.
I hate it. You're crazy. It's dynamic. It's cutting edge. It's
a big smelly thing. P.U. Well, I suppose the sprinkler man is entitled to his opinion.
Hey, who are you calling a sprinkler man?
Any guy who makes his living hooking up pipes to water people's lawns.
That's it. Carol, I don't know how you put up with this idiot.
Me?
I'm bored. Let's go to the 7-Eleven and touch all the hot dogs.
Hey, Barbara. Shh.
Where's Laverne?
She's around here somewhere. Why are we whispering?
Daddy, you know that guy I fixed her up with?
Gibby. She hasn't talked about anything else all day. Sounds like you did a pretty good job of matchmaking.
Yeah, well, Daddy, you're in trouble.
I am?
Yes. I heard some things about Gibby today at work. Things that you have to tell Laverne.
Why me?
Because this is all your fault. I only set her up so you'd quit giving me those looks.
So, Gibby has a few flaws. I can work around imperfection. You're living proof of that.
Laverne has 3 children, maybe 4.
So he likes kids. That's good.
He's never married the children's mother.
Well, how do you know he didn't ask to marry her and she refused?
Laverne, I think he still may be involved with the woman.
Well, obviously not enough to marry her.
Laverne, what are you...
Don't Laverne me. I'm going to hold on to my man this time, even if it means making a few compromises.
But he's not your man. You hardly even know him. Laverne, don't you see? You're talking yourself into the first guy who came along.
Doctor, when you're a drowning woman, you don't pass up a yellow life raft because you'd prefer a red one.
Well, I think you're making a big mistake.
Well, the only mistake I made was letting my employer in on my personal life.
Oh, Laverne, look, okay, look, I'm sorry.
Well, so am I, but from now on, if you want to stay up till all hours of playing pinochle, you'll have to do it without me.
I'm going to hold you to that.
See, I knew you'd pick a fun place. We have a lot in common, no matter what some people say.
Well, I'm glad you called, Laverne. I needed to unwind tonight. Things have really been piling up at the morgue.
Yeah, I heard about that bus wreck. Sorry.
Don't be. I needed the overtime.
Now you.
Hey, maybe after dinner we can go out dancing, and then I know a great after-hours club.
After-hours club?
Or maybe you'd rather go to one of those kicker bars. Your cheating heart. Jeez.
Yeah, I guess they do kind of sound like that sometimes. Listen, Gibby. I don't mean to pry, but I heard some ugly gossip about you.
Then it must be true.
I heard that you was the father of 3 or 4 youngins.
That's a lie.
Oh, I knew it.
There's just 2 that I know about anyway.
I see. Well, that wouldn't be my first choice, but hey, I can compromise. Judge not, lest ye be judged. So are you still sleeping with that slut or what? Sorry.
Laverne, you shouldn't be so jealous.
You're right. I'll change.
I mean, Donna's the mother of my children, and you and me, we hardly know each other.
I wish people would stop saying that. We do, too. We know each other just fine. We're soulmates. Laverne and... Fella.
Huh?
Your name, it just popped right out of my head, but hold on, it'll come back.
Gibby.
No, that's not it.
Laverne, are you all right?
Gibby. This isn't gonna work out.
Because I have kids? Hey, consider them gone.
I just realized you ain't no red life raft.
Huh?
Now, you ain't even a yellow life raft. You're just the most styrofoam kickboard the dog chewed up.
I'm glad we told Charlie we were busy tonight.
Me too.
And I'm really sorry if you feel that I insulted your work.
Don't be. I asked for your honest opinion. And I got it.
You know, Patrick, a love as special as ours can survive anything, even honesty. Now, face it. I made it for you special. What do you think? Honestly?
Honestly. I hate it.
I'll give it to Charlie. He may not know much, but he knows some.
Come on, Dreyf. Tonight we go to bed at a reasonable hour. Or not.
How about a quick round of Parcheesi?
Where's Gibby?
Who?
Come on in.
Doctor, remember what I said about Gibby being my true love? Well, I was wrong.
I know.
And remember what I said about never dating again? Well, I was right. I am never dating again. From now on, you can call me the spinster Todd.
Laverne, you're not a spinster.
Well, I ain't a very gay divorcee.
I know.
God, I feel so stupid going off a deep end like that. But, Doctor, how do you date?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, when I met Nick, I wasn't but 15 years old. Up till then, I didn't have too much interest in boys. And then, well, Nick and I was in love, and then we was engaged, and then we was married. And then, well, the rest is a matter of public record. But my point is, I know how to be in love, and I know how to be married. But I don't know how to go out with someone and just not care one way or the other.
You'll learn. Oh, Laverne, listen, maybe you should practice on somebody who is so totally wrong for you that there isn't a chance in the world that you'll fall for.
How am I going to find someone worse than Gibby?
Hey, guys.
I can't believe all the others went up to sleep. Okay. Your turn. You ain't very good at this, are you? You're getting better than... Hey, 6869-7071. Okay. Come on. Quick and show me what you can do. Come on. Come on, one time. Come on.